Very often, devotees, brahmachari devotees, emphasize the importance of renounced lifestyle and preach that one can achieve the perfection of life only in this position. So how should devotees, grihasthas, deal with this kind of preaching? Вопрос такой.
Renunciation is not just a matter of ashram, but it's actually a condition of the heart. So one may be in a renounced ashram, and yet if he has attachment in his heart, then he will not make spiritual advancement. Krishna is talking about this in the Bhagavad Gita. And then he says, but it's better if someone is if has some attachment, then he should be in a ashram that facilitates that type of attachment, and then that way gradually become detached. But then wherever we are, our direction has to actually be detachment, and detachment doesn't happen artificially, it happens by purification of heart. If one can remain in the brahmachari ashram and not get married, then that's certainly better. But generally we see that the majority of devotees have difficulty remaining lifelong brahmacharis. Because it's Kali Yuga, because we're living in the Western world, because there's so much free mixing between sexes. So there's two types of brahmachari. One brahmachari that prepares someone for grihastha life, and another brahmachari which is lifelong brahmachari. And if one can stay that lifelong brahmachari, really, without being disturbed in mind and heart, then that's certainly advantageous. Otherwise, if one is being qualified for grihastha life, then he should learn the essence of Krishna consciousness, which is vairagya, vidya, which is that there must be detachment, and even within grihastha life, a cultivation of detachment. And if one practices detachment in grihastha life in the way that's suitable for grihasthas, then that should also gradually increase as one becomes older. How do grihasthas practice detachment? Because there's a natural attachment between family members, therefore they should not try to artificially be detached like that. In other words, it's natural for parents to be attached to children, and husband to wife, and so on. But ato griha kshetra suta apta, but there are other things, like for instance one's own home. One should try to live as much as possible a simple lifestyle, not having too many trappings in terms of one's house and other things. Particularly grihastha should give charity so that they use whatever money that they have for preaching Krishna consciousness. They should participate in serving the deity either at home or in the temple. And obviously they have to have good spiritual practices so that they can balance the natural tendency for attachment that comes with grihastha ashram. So the essence of detachment, or that from which detachment grows, is service to Krishna. And therefore, grihasthas should be connected to service to Krishna in as many ways as possible. With their home, with their wealth, with their body, with their words. And keep good association. Invite devotees to one's home and use one's home for serving Krishna preaching. So, yeah, there's no problem with that kind of preaching, as long as it's balanced preaching. And as long as it's kept within proper perspective. Do you have any questions about that? Das Avatar, do you have any questions? Are they even there?
Нет микрофона, да? Uh-huh. He has no microphone. Uh-huh. He cannot say.
Okay. If you can type fast, you can type in. Okay.
Otherwise, there are...
Okay, what's the questions? Is Ishani, still teaching the devotees or Matajis?
Ishani?
I ask, is she teaching the devotees? I know, but what is her service?
Is her service?
Yeah.
You asked.
What's her service?
She says that she has no service, otherwise she gives some classes. She said, by mercy of Krishna Priya Mataji, I'm giving classes in the temple.
And how is she living? How is she maintaining herself? Oh. Okay, that's good. Yes.
On Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the 14th chapter of Madhya Lila, when the kirtan was going on, Swarup Damodara told to Lord Chaitanya that devotees are tired and they could stop. And then Lord Chaitanya came to his consciousness. So her question is, how can one be tired of pure devotional service?
Not tired of pure devotional service, but your body gets tired of dancing. Even though your heart may desire doing service more, but that doesn't mean that you don't become physically tired. Right? We don't become tired of serving, but every night we have to go to sleep. It's not because we're tired of devotional service. So as long as you have material body, then you have to facilitate that body. And even when you have spiritual body, then the spiritual body also, by arrangement of yoga maya, it also appears to get tired.
Yeah, does it?
Otherwise, if you don't get tired, how are the pastimes human-like? Then it's like just a bunch of supermen, and no one gets tired, no one eats, no one sleeps. There's no fun in that. Why would you be eating prasadam then? So why do they eat prasadam? Well, they have spiritual bodies. Do they need to eat prasadam? Then there's a whole part of our life falls out if we don't get hungry. So just like they get tired, they also get hungry. Isn't it? Isn't that natural? That's the way even Lord Chaitanya gets tired. Isn't it? Lord Chaitanya lay down in the doorway because he was so tired he couldn't even go any further. So was he tired? I'm asking her. So Lord Chaitanya lay down in the doorway and he couldn't move, and he said he was so tired he couldn't move at all. Was he tired? He said he was tired. It looked like he was tired. Why don't you believe that he's tired? He's a machine. Why don't you think that he's tired? Don't you think Krishna gets tired when he's dancing or wrestling with his friends? If he doesn't get tired, then he'll think that he's God. I say, if he doesn't get tired, then he will think that he's God. Only God doesn't get tired. So Lord Chaitanya appears as a devotee. How can he think of himself as a devotee if he doesn't get tired? If he doesn't get tired, so they get tired, they get sleepy, they get hungry. That's part of spiritual life. Now we're worshiping Damodarashtakam every evening. Did Mother Yashoda get tired running after Krishna or not? That's my question. Did she get tired or did she not get tired?
Of tiredness. On the one hand, we know that yoga maya is the reason of this tiredness. On the other hand, we are always preached that pure devotee never gets tired.
Well, I'm certainly not a pure devotee because I'm always tired. I don't think, I've never heard that philosophy that pure devotees don't get tired. Pure devotee is not under the modes of material nature, but that doesn't mean his body doesn't get tired. Didn't Prabhupada get tired? Prabhupada slept. Rupa Goswami slept. Prabhupada was hungry. But these were not pushings of the modes of material nature, but they were the natural expression of the needs of the body through the process of devotional service. So, just like Mother Yashoda gets tired and Krishna's crying. So is Krishna afraid of Mother Yashoda or is he not afraid of her? Well, he's afraid. It's not that he's not afraid, he's afraid. But he's not afraid.
Only obey.
But it's not the fear from the modes of nature. It's a spiritual fear. But it's fear in any case. The feeling is similar in a sense, but one is an ecstasy and the other one is a product of a mode of ignorance. But he's still afraid. So devotees, Lord Chaitanya's associates, they're also tired. But they never get tired of chanting and dancing. That's the evidence that they're pure devotees. They don't go to a movie. They don't go to a movie because they're tired of kirtan. They don't go to a restaurant because they're tired of eating Jagannath Prasadam. They don't go to a restaurant because they're tired of eating Jagannath Prasadam. So they don't get tired of serving, and they don't get tired of kirtan and prasadam and associating with devotees, but that doesn't mean that they don't get physically tired. Now, I have to actually go over to the temple. Today is Gopastami, and Radharani is dressed like Subal, and she's carrying a cow. So, when do we have our next conference?
Whenever you feel comfortable.
Okay, I think maybe it would be good if we could just have it in 2 weeks from now. Because now this is my last month working with Kesha Bharati Maharaj and Achyuta Prabhu. In fact, this week we're just working on our own. They're finishing up some editing work. All the appendices are finished. There's only one more chapter for Parikrama to read. And then there's the last 8 chapters to read, which are about Radhasham Sundar. Anyway, we'll be finished at the end of the month, but I think I need as much time as I can get this month. So let's make it the 14th, Monday the 14th. And Jai Radhe can get in touch with me before, just to make sure that I'll be okay. Okay, and then on the 30th, I'm having a party for the editors, because by then, hope we're all finished. So then I'll have to work with the artwork and the layout, but more or less this part of the book is finished, or this part of the. I will send Jai Radhe a copy of what the cover looks like. Venu Gita? No, Nava Raja Mahima. I will send her a copy. No, I'm sending her a copy of what Nava Raja Mahima looks like. Yeah. She should send me her email address. I don't have her address, it doesn't look like. Okay, I'm gonna go. And then we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.